This was a little bit different. Normally, when you come out of meditation, your mind is very still, and you've got a feeling of, I guess the best way I could put it is total peace. But you don't have quite that feeling right now because while we were in meditation, we did so many different exercises. So you've got a lot more energy that you're working with now than you had before we went into meditation. So everybody be aware, you're going to go home and talk your husband's, wife's, boyfriend's, girlfriend's ears off all night because you're going to have a lot more energy to work with. Some of the exercises we learn as we go through this course are going to be very energizing in just that way. Just to repeat for anybody who might have been in and out during it, the exercises that we learned, first, in order to draw the white light around you. Everybody has different techniques for this. Those of you who can visualize readily have no trouble with this, but some of you might not be so good at visualizing. My favorite technique is the one I gave you, and that's to see yourself under a shower of white light. At the same time, you're exploding the white light from in yourself. And for most people, that seems to work. Occasionally, I do get somebody who doesn't visualize well and needs additional. For those of you who have that problem, you might want to think of yourself as literally being within a white eggshell. Okay? I find some people who think in 3D work better with the idea of an eggshell than white energy. Okay? Did anybody have any difficulty with the white light? Because now's the time to bring it up so I can try and help you if you did.
I don't really see a white light. I cannot. When you were saying like a shower, I could almost see like a shower.
Okay.
It was like a length with it, like jets out of it. And that's the part. I could not actually visualize, like you were saying, visualize yourself.
Right.
I could almost feel it, but
okay.
I couldn't feel it. See it.
That's it.
I can't say I can see a white light around me.
Right. And that's
I had trouble visualizing myself.
Yeah. And Alice,
I'm in the mirror.
Alice, you're not alone there. Okay, remember I had said last week, I think it was, that many, many of us lose the ability to visualize as we grow up. As you progress, you'll regain it. Okay, but for now, if you're having trouble visualizing, then feel it. That's why the idea of the shower and the explosion, you might not be able to see them, but you can feel them. Okay? Yeah, and eventually you will reach a point where you can visualize it too, but don't force it. That will just develop. Anybody else?
Well, I can visualize it, but it doesn't. My problem is that it doesn't feel like it's really. It doesn't seem real. You know, it's something that I envision, but what I actually see is like a dark void where it just kind of.
Yeah.
Static.
Feels like almost static electricity is what you're producing.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a comment, Dave. I live with an extremely mental individual who you're a Virgo, he's got a Virgo moon. And I know that there are some people who have a wonderful capacity to visualize but don't have the ability to feel. See, he's got the exact opposite of what you two have. Mm-hmm. Okay? But let me just assure you that if you visualize it, your energy follows your visualization. Just like if you feel it, your energy follows what you are feeling. For years, John has reached the point where he now, and this is promised for you, Dave, he now feels everything psychically. But way back when he was first learning, it was all visualization. And I really admire him because it took tremendous tenacity to continue to visualize and visualize and visualize when he never felt it as real. Okay, but I was able to help him a little bit there because there he'd be visualizing his energy balloon and I wouldn't know he was doing it. Okay, he hadn't told me. But all of a sudden I would feel a force of energy pop out around him. And I say, what did you just do? You feel like your energy's pushing me, okay? And because of this, I know that what you visualize, your energy field follows, it does. You're giving commands to it and it does it. So right now, you may not have the feeling that it's really happening, but trust that it is, Okay, if you can visualize it, it is happening. Just like you gals, if you're feeling it, it is happening. Trust.
Yeah, I keep wanting to see a light, I guess, but I'm not seeing a light.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like something. You're here, pushing, right. Like you're something out of your but yes. I don't see it. Yes. I keep saying, see it. You know,
and, well, saying, and right now, feel it, feel it, and Alice, eventually you'll see it.
Way I do it is I bring in like a tube of light comes through my head, up through my heart, goes down my right out through my heart, and then it just bursts, like she said, bursts out and completely surrounds me.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the difference between the energy bubble and that?
Oh, there's a big difference.
Okay, that's what
I'm using. Big difference. The energy bubble did something entirely different. Well, the white light is what I was just trying to get us to discuss. Okay, the white light is almost like a cloud that you are in, you are walking in. It's a combination of universal energy and your own energy. You were the explosion, the universal energy was the shower that is sharing and surrounding you. Energizing, peaceful, gives you a feeling of good.
Protection.
Not really. And this is one of the things that, this is the reason why I don't just teach the white light, I teach the energy balloon. There are large numbers of people walking around out there who feel that anytime they're in any kind of danger or if they want to do any kind of psychic work, all they have to do is put themselves in the white light and they're safe. The problem is that the white light is spiritualizing, but it isn't going to stop something really negative from coming in or from pretending that it's white, okay? The energy balloon will. The energy balloon is like a truck hitting a brick wall. Bam, okay? The energy balloon is a totally protective device. That's its function.
See, I've always
and realize what we do. See, the energy balloon, if you were paying attention, I first had to draw it in, straight in, explode it from your head and out like a fountain to give you the idea of what you're doing. I almost see it in my mind. I'm a visualizer like you, Dave. I almost see myself like a milk bottle being filled from the bottom up, okay? And I do see it as white light going up. But what makes the energy balloon protective is that as we're drawing that energy up, it's swirling counterclockwise, which pulls the energy up out of Earth into spirit. Counterclockwise spiritualizes the energy. And as we explode it out the top of our head, we don't just pull it down like a fountain, we pull it down and spiral it around us in a circle towards our right, okay? And that spiral is the protective part. And those of you who've done any work in magic know that a magic circle is cast clockwise, okay? That's cool. What's the difference between, remember the old fairy tales, Widdershins and Diosil? I can never figure that out, but I think clockwise is Widdershins, okay? Clockwise is protective because it forms a barrier between spirit and physical. So literally, when you draw your energy, that's what you're doing, you're bringing it up, your energy combined with Earth energy, spiritualizing the Earth energy, exploding it out your head, and then fountaining it down in this clockwise circle that literally separates you from the world of the physical, the world of the emotions around you, okay? Much, much more protected. And for those of you who really want protection, let that clockwise circle have a blue shell, okay? Because blue is the most intense color of protection, okay?
Don't leave it on all the time.
Remember I said the longest you should leave it on is 6 hours. There are 24 hours in a day. Every 6 hours, we go through a change of the Earth tide, okay? Every 6 hours, that energy balloon should be let go. If you continue to need it, renew it at that point, redo it. But let it go, never keep it on more than 6 hours because you need to replenish your energy, okay? Now, using those energy techniques I taught you, you could leave it on and keep replenishing, okay? Because that wouldn't stop you from being able to do it, but you have to remember to do that, okay? Just to go over that, my favorite one of those energy exercises is just to put your palms out and, you know, bring columns of white light. And those of you who can't see could feel it going in. And all you've got to do is have your hands out like this and breathe in a few times, and you can just feel that energy running all through you. The other thing is putting the right palm, the right whole right side of the body is generative, okay? Right arm, right eye, right side of the face, right hand, right foot, right side's generative. So when I put that right arm to the back of my neck, that's the most receptive spot in the body, folks, whether you're a male or a female. That completes a circuit, both protects this receptive area at the same time that it energizes. Now that's not as overall, it's not as completely energizing as the putting your two hands out, but as a mini aid, boy, is it a blessing, okay? I use it a lot when I'm headed back and forth in heavy traffic to and from work, okay? And that last thing we learned was just to use the fingers on the forehead to remember something. And remember, there was an important part of that. Remember, once you bring the item up, I need to remember this. Now totally let it go. You have to let it go in order to let your unconscious, you know, seek through the files and bring it forward. Mm-hmm. If you don't let it go, it's not going to come back. And it works.
God, where did I put that? You know, it's like
one of the things I love about these little exercises is most everybody does use them. They're natural, they work. Only you don't know what you're doing. Now you know what you're doing. Okay? Are there any questions on anything we did tonight? No?
Does it help to, or would it help to do the protective bubble thing for astral travel or not?
If you know, it's an interesting question, Dave. What he's saying is if before he goes to bed every night, if he puts the protective bubble on, will that bubble go with him when he astral travels? I would assume it would. Okay, I've never tried it. What I do, and let me just share this, we do, all of us, when we sleep, make connections to the people that we know. And it is not a bad idea when you get into bed at night, especially right now while Saturn's going through Pisces and will until the end of 1996. It's a long time. But it's not a bad idea to take a little bit of salt and make, it doesn't have to be heavy, you don't have to use enough to ruin your carpet, just a teeny little bit, and make a clockwise circle around your bed before you get in it. That will stop some of those while you sleep connections from being made, okay? I know probably all of you have people in your family who are going through emotional crises. Well, what happens, especially if you should talk to that person during the day so that you're on their mind or they're on your mind, is you go to sleep at night and lo and behold, you're no sooner asleep, then you're out of the body and they're out of the body and you're having this little teet-a-teet on the astral and they're still in the emotional state they were when they were awake. And by the time you wake up in the morning, you feel like you didn't sleep all night because you were in the middle of their emotional garbage all night. I know this sounds a little bit strange to people who don't deal with these things day in and day out as I do, but we do have these problems. Now, Dave's comment is, if he put himself in the energy balloon, would that prevent that from happening? And Dave, I never tried it, but I think it would. What I do is I put that little clockwise circle of salt around my bed, or I take a blue candle, blue being the most protective color, and I just hold it in my hands and breathe on it and look at it real hard with my right ascending eye and say, nobody's bothering me tonight while I sleep, and I light it. Okay, and it works. And now I'm going to try the energy balloon because I bet you it works too. Are there any other comments or questions? Okay.